Hey everyone, I've been asked to play the horse racing game. This is another game from Light Tech Interactive. It's basically a horse. It's a horse. Well, yeah, it's a horse racing game. So you play with the computer and you take turns racing your horses. Basically, you play on a 100 tile board. And there are various obstacles that you might encounter. There are rivers which you'll have to cross, barriers that you'll have to jump over. There's a cliff which I think you, well, if you fall off the cliff, you fall off the cliff and you die. And there's a cactus plant which you have to stop before you actually hit, or else you'll lose points. Now, if this game doesn't work properly, there's a dependency that you'll have to download called Calm Audio. So just make sure to grab that from the page that I'll link to and install that. Also, you'll need to run the configuration program and type in your name and choose what output mode you'd like to use. So the game works with JAWS, WindowEyes, and Microsoft SAPI. Obviously, well, I guess you could still use WindowEyes, but it's not really a thing anymore because it's been discontinued. I don't know if the JAWS support will work with modern versions of JAWS. So I would honestly just have this set to use Microsoft SAPI. The other thing is that you can create boards in this game, so you can customize the playing field to have any number of obstacles that you may want. I'm going to go ahead and play this and then I'll show you how the board creator works. So what I'm going to do,
All apps list. Recently added. Play the horse racing game. New.
we're going to go here.
The horse racing game.
The horse racing game.
Please select your horse for the race.
Silver Wings.
So, after you go through that, you get to the screen where you choose your horse.
Speedy Joe. Juan. Jacob. Blackie. Blackie.
There's five different horses. I don't think it matters too much which one you choose.
Jacob. Juan. Jacob. Speedy Joe.
We'll go with this one. If you hit V.
Version 1.62.
That tells you the version. I'm going to choose this one.
And they're entering the stadium. They're ready to start. The left side gets occupied by Speedy Joe. He's going to tell you all about it. On the right side, Silver Wings, standing proudly upright. Let the race begin. Speedy Joe's turn.
So you always start first. Now I find this crowd to be quite loud. You can turn the crowd down by hitting page down. Let's turn the crowd down just a little bit. That way it's not so obnoxious about. Ooh, okay, so I hit the key too many times and that turned the volume all the way down. Let's tap page up a few times to bring it up just a little bit. I think that's a good volume without it being too overbearing. I mean, yeah, right there. So let's go over the keys, actually. If you hit F1.
Please use the up and down arrow keys to listen to the various sounds.
So I'm going to hit down arrow.
Jump warning sound.
This is the sound that you'll hear when you have to jump. And to jump, you hit the up arrow.
Land on a cactus plant.
That does not sound good.
Fall in the river.
Yeah, when you fall in the river, you'll have to swim, and I think you have like 10 seconds to cross the river.
Falling off a cliff sound.
Yeah, splat.
Horse galloping. Swimming. Obstacle warning sound.
And that's it.
Obstacle warning sound.
That will tell you to stop before you hit an obstacle. I think that applies to the cactus and the cliff and the rivers. Now, if I hit F1, I'm taken back into the game. If you hit F2...
Use your up and down arrow keys to listen to keyboard help. To get your position on the racing track, key M. To get your opponent's position on the racing track, key C. To know your total points, key S. To know opponent's points, key A. To jump, up arrow key. To move or stop your horse before an obstacle, space bar. To pause or unpause the game, key P. To exit the game, key escape. To activate the Learn Game Sounds menu, key F1. To activate the Options menu, key F3. To swim across a river, left, right control keys. To listen to speaker test, key X or key F5. To erase the statistics file, key F6. To erase the statistics file, key F6.
And those are your keyboard commands. Now if I hit F2, that will take me back into the game. F3.
Use the up and down arrow keys to select an option to adjust. Adjust speed. Adjust volume. Exit options. Adjust speed. Adjust voice. Adjust voice.
You can change the voice that it uses.
Adjust speed.
The rate of the voice.
Adjust volume.
And the volume of the voice.
Exit options.
If I hit F4. Well, that does nothing. F5.
Left speaker. Right speaker.
There's the test of your speakers.
The statistics file have been erased successfully.
F6 will clear the stats file, so at the end of each game, it saves a stats file. Now, because this game is older, it saves its data. Let me turn this down. Because the game is older, it saves its data in the program folder. So in newer versions of Windows, you have to go into your app data folder and find the program folder. I demoed this in the Chopper Challenge video. It's the exact same location. It's just you look for a folder called Flight Tech Interactive. It works. It's not ideal, but I'm running this game on Windows 10. It works quite well. So that's kind of cool. What I'm going to do now is just play the game. And to move your horse, you hit the space bar.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
Now the computer's playing. So I just wait.
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
So your horse moves a random number of tiles each time you take your turn. If I hit I think it's M.
Your position on the track is 11.
Alright, so I'm a little over 10% through with the race. If I hit C.
Your opponent's horse position on the track is 3.
So far I'm winning. Basically the objective is to be the first player to get to 100.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
This crowd is...
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
Alright, so I think that was an obstacle that the computer cleared. Now, the thing with the board is obstacles can be placed anywhere, and if you don't stop on a tile with an obstacle, you won't get the obstacle. If you do, you will. Not the most realistic, but this is a game. I'm going to take my turn again.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
So right now I'm playing with the default board.
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
So let's see here.
Your position on the track is 32.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
(Clears throat)
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
So here we go again.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
Now you'll notice that the sounds pan. I think the further they pan, the closer you are to the end.
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
Also, sometimes I have to press these keys multiple times. I'm not sure what the issue is.
Your position on the track is 47.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
Actually, I'm not really running into any obstacles right now.
It is Speedy Joe's turn. It is Silver Wings' turn. It is Speedy Joe's turn.
So, the interesting thing...
Your opponent's horse position on the track is 39. Your position on the track is 57.
The sounds pan, I think, the closer you get to the finish line.
It is Silver Wings' turn. It is Speedy Joe's turn.
Alright, let's keep going here. So this is kind of boring, actually. I thought I was going to... encounter some traps.
It is Silver Wings' turn.
That's the problem with this game, though, is it's random and you never know what you're gonna get.
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
Come on, we're gonna get some kind of obstacle here.
You better start waking up if you want to get to the end in one piece.
So I thought I was going to jump, but I tried hitting the up arrow and it didn't make me jump.
Speedy Joe's turn.
You do lose points when you hit barriers like that, if I hit S.
You have 56000 points.
Let's see, where am I?
Your position on the track is 76.
It is Silver Wings' turn. It is... Speedy Joe's turn.
And here we go. Oh! Oh, I fell off the cliff.
Game over.
That's not good.
Would you like to play again? Yes, no.
It asks you if you want to play again. I'm going to choose no for right now.
Thanks for playing the horse racing game. For more great simple games, visit www.lightnetinteractive.com.
So, let's do something here.
Speech mode talk.
Run the board creator now.
Audacity. Start. Play the configuration. Board creator. New. Speech mode off. Welcome to the board creator program. What would you like to do? Create a new empty board.
So up and down will move through the menu.
Create a computer generated board. Edit the current board. Reinstall the original board. Exit the board creator. Re-edit. Create a computer generated board.
Let's... sure, why not?
Board generated. Press the up and down arrow keys to review the board, and the left and right arrows to modify it. Hit enter when you're done. 1 starting point. 2 blank. 3 metal barrier. 4 cliff drop. 5 metal barrier. 6 river. 7 metal barrier, 8 cactus plant, 9 metal barrier, 10 cliff drop.
Ooh, this should be an interesting...
11 cliff drop, 12 river.
That's a lot of cliff drops.
13 metal barrier, 14 cactus plant, 15 cactus plant, 16 cactus plant, 17 cactus plant, 18 metal barrier, 19 metal barrier, 20 blank, 21 blank, 22 cliff drop, 23 cactus plant.
Now, if I want to change any of these...
21 blank.
Like, maybe I want to change this...
Metal barrier, cactus plant... river.
To a river.
Cliff drop. Blank.
So you can use the left and right arrow keys to modify the current tile that you're on.
Cliff drop. River.
Let's make this a river.
22 cliff drop. 23 cactus. 24 cliff drop. 25 cactus plant. 26 metal barrier. 27 blank. 28 cliff drop. 29 river, 30 river.
And on and on and on. You can also hit home.
One starting point.
To go to the top and end to go to the bottom.
100 and line, 99 blank, 98 metal barrier, 97 river, 96 metal barrier, 95 metal barrier.
So actually, the computer generated a bunch of random stuff, which should make playing the game much more interesting. If I hit enter.
Board saved successfully. What would you like to do? Create a new empty board.
It saves my board.
Create a computer-generated board.
Obviously, if I wanted to, I could make an empty board, which would give me 100 tiles. Well, I guess technically 98 tiles to play with. And I could make my own track, basically.
Edit the reinstall the exit the board creator. Reinstall the original board.
And then, of course, if you want to go back to the default board that the game comes with, you can choose this option.
Exit the board creator.
I'm going to choose exit.
Thanks for using the board creator. Press enter to exit.
And let's turn NVDA speech back on.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Play the horse racing game. The horse race. Speech mode off.
I can hit the control
key. Please select your horse.
Speedy Joe.
I can hit the control key to bypass all those intro messages, and let's do this.
And they're entering the stadium. They're ready to start.
Now, if you don't want to hear if you don't want to hear the spectator or the turn the crowd down here. So each time you run the program, you have to turn down the crowd. Come on. There we go. Drop it down to about there. Oop, well, that turned it all the way down. If you don't want to hear the announcer, you can just hit enter. Also, you can hear some horse sounds. Let's go ahead and race here.
It is Jacob's turn.
So I'm going to stop. I heard the obstacle sound, and I hit the space bar to stop.
That didn't look good at all. It is Speedy Joe's turn.
That was the computer. Let's keep going here. I'm going to hit the space bar. Oh, what the hell?
He must be seeing stars now.
I hit a barrier.
It is Jake.
I thought you used the up arrow to jump, or maybe it's the space bar.
It is Speedy Joe's turn.
Alright, so I fell in the river. I'm tapping left and right. Control keys as fast as I can. There you go.
It is J-Con's turn.
There we go, I'm gonna stop. So that's what happens when you fall
Speedy Joe's turn.
In the river. The only obstacle I don't like...
It is Jacob's turn.
What the hell? Okay, that's a bug. Oop, I think the computer fell off the cliff. So...
Game over.
That's the one thing I don't like. I don't like these cliffs. Because there's no way to dodge them. If you fall off a cliff...
Would you like to play again? Yes.
You fall off the cliff.
No.
That's going to do it for me. There's a couple more things that I guess I'll just leave you to discover. If you get enough points, I forget how much it is, you get the cheats file, which is generated in the program folder, which... Again, unless you run this as admin, you have to go into your app data, local, virtual store. You have to find it in there. But basically, this game has cheats. The one that I find really amusing is the gun. So if you... and I forget what the codes are, but if you get the cheat codes, you can use a gun and you can shoot your opponent's horse and win, which is absolutely hilarious.
No.
But I think this is a pretty good overview of how this game works.
Thanks for playing.
I'm going to hit Control to silence that.
Speech mode talk.
But that's basically how that game works. It's not a very complex game, but some people might enjoy it. It's extremely random, so you never know quite what you're going to get. I would say, though, if you don't like the cliffs, you'll want to edit the board so that you don't have cliffs. That might make the race more... might make it a bit more fair, I would say. Because apparently there's no way to avoid the cliffs. If you fall off the cliff, you fall off the cliff and you're just toast. Which I'm not sure why you would have that in an actual race, but this is a game. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. As always, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to leave them. I will try to get back to you, but that's going to do it for me. Take care.